Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are we sold that they've got the right quarterback? Are we sold that Daniel Jones is the guy?
They obviously are. I mean, this is a go-for-it move. It's a go-for-it move. It's a go-for-it move.
I respect it. It's something that, look, the Colts are 7-1. They're an awfully good football team. And you add a play. Basically, what they did for this year was add an all-pro defensive back to their team, and they gave up a problem child receiver for the rest of this year. So that's a great trade for the Colts for the here and now. Will they regret it down the road if they're handcuffed with money spent? Well, maybe. And then, of course, not having the 2 first-round picks. But this could pay off very well for the Colts if they can go far in the playoffs. For the Jets, seems like it's a great trade for the Jets to get a couple more pieces for your future, and taking a chance on a wide receiver as well is perhaps the throw-in. But you got now your GM's under the gun to make those picks work for
him. Nothing yet from the Lions. Nothing yet. Now, we did have that Dan Campbell quote when asked about offensive linemen this morning. He admitted that, yeah, if someone could help us, we'd be into that, which is the exact opposite of what he said when asked about an edge rusher a couple months ago, and he said, we're good. I think things are percolating, things are brewing, but nothing to report yet. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. What are you smiling about over there?
It just feels like things just got real interesting. Here we have less than 3 hours to go at the trade deadline.
Yep.
And I think we all feel confident that the Lions will do something. Now it's like, what are they going to do? Mm-hmm. You know, not every deal is going to be a blockbuster deal, but that was a blockbuster deal we just saw go down.
Yep. There's more going on right now, and we'll get to that straight ahead here on 97.1. The Ticket.
See, but this is the fun part of the trade deadline, is imagining you're the
trades?
GM. Yeah. Well, it's imagining you're the GM. Like, how would you improve? It's not just what is going to happen with our Lions.
Right.
It's like you put yourself in the shoes of the GM for Indianapolis or for the Jets. And like, how do I improve my team? What would I do? And I love this. This is the fun part.
There's another trade. The New Orleans Saints are sending wide receiver Rashid Shaheed, the 27-year-old, who's got 44 catches and 2 touchdowns this year, to Seattle for a 4th and a 5th-round pick. I remember Shaheed was one of the guys that seemed to have good chemistry with Spencer Rattler. But, so he is on his way to Seattle to help their offense. Still nothing to report just yet for the Detroit Lions. Ears to the ground if something goes down. But Jets just rattled the cages by getting Indianapolis's next 2 first-round picks and giving Adonai Mitchell. And in return, the Jets sent Sauce Gardner, which is pretty crazy. But Scott Anderson, as we sit here with the Lions and we move in on this trade deadline, it's offensive line is what we're expecting. offensive line is what we're expecting. So Tennessee, right? If Tennessee is willing to part with Zeitler, would he be at the top of the list? Because he's familiar with this team. This offense isn't that different from a year ago.
I don't know because, as I pointed out, if he does, he's a right guard. Like, that was a hard – I've got to play right guard when he came here. Mm-hmm. So what does that do to the offensive line?
They move Ratledge to left.
Well, does he go to left guard? Does he go to center? Because Graham Glasgow played left guard.
Dan, I mean, Campbell,
I
know what Dan Campbell said this morning. But for people who don't know, he said he's not really considering moving Ratledge to center.
So maybe that tells me they're not really thinking about getting Zeitler. But I don't know. I mean, would I be interested? Of course. You know, he's a veteran. He knows what's going on here. I didn't think he was great with the Lions last year. Mm-hmm. But if he's the best out there, and it's obviously a position of need, then you got to do what you got to do.
We got another trade. Those are starting to come fast and furious. Per NFL on CBS, the Bears are trading for Browns pass rusher Joe Tyron Shoyinka, who is, let me look this up here, 2021 first round pick. Who has in his career 15 career sacks, a career high of 5 with Tampa back in 2023. He has none this year. Played in 8 games, 9 tackles. Doesn't seem like a particularly earth-shattering move.
No.
But.
But if that takes the Bears, that eliminates the Bears for other possible edge rushers?
Well, I mean, I can't imagine this cost much of anything. And again, it feels like, you know, I never would have thought we'd be talking about offensive linemen at a trade deadline when the season started. That would have told me that there was a bunch of injuries. Campbell said this morning that both Penei Sewell and Taylor Decker are trending in a good direction. They're more positive. Maybe that was his word. More positive than they originally thought. Still don't have final word on Mahogany, but that does not look good. So there's Zeitler out there. There's Evan Neal, who can play guard and tackle with the Giants. A report earlier today, the Giants were expecting to trade him today. Detroit could be a destination. Joe Batonio from the Cleveland Browns is a possibility. There was a report yesterday that Nick Allegretti and Brandon Coleman, two backup guards in Washington, could be available. Washington took a huge blow by losing. Now they've lost 4 starters, 1 to suspension and 3 others to injury, including their quarterback, Jaden Daniels, although not for the year, but he won't play this week. But their year's probably done. Miami, everybody in Miami might be available. And apparently now I'm guessing everybody with the Jets is available, although I guess it wasn't that much of a stretch given that they were 1-7. So things are afoot, Scott Anderson. Things are afoot.
That they are. Mm-hmm. That they are. And I think the top priority is offensive linemen. And I don't want to be distracted by Trey Hendrickson.
Yep.
I think Trey Hendrickson would help this team out. I don't think there's any question about that. But I'm probably not going to give up a first-round pick to acquire Trey Hendrickson so I can have him for 9 games.
The fact that he's hurt doesn't make him more tradable.
No.
And so I'm not – you know, I'm not sitting here looking at Trey Hendrickson. I think that he's probably gone from unavailable to available. Like that. Like I believe that Cincinnati had no intention of trading him, but they had no intention of losing their last 2 games in spite of scoring 80 plus points offensively. When they did that, I think everything changed, but it might have just been a terrible time for Trey Hendrickson to get hurt. Because are they going to get their first round pick? Nobody's pulled the trigger yet. There's two hours and 40 minutes to go here. Does that mean their price comes down?
It might. I mean, if I'm the Bengals, I still have to move them.
I mean, they traded a linebacker today, and it was a linebacker that wasn't playing for them.
I mean, if you're the Bengals, you still have to move him. You'll lose him for nothing. I mean, you'll get a compensatory pick, I guess, but that's going to be at best a third-round pick. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing you could move him for a second-round pick. Now, if you don't think – if your asking price comes down to a second round pick and nobody's offering you a second round pick, then you do hang on to them, right? Because if the comp pick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's going to be the same thing. Who cares?
Yeah, the comp pick if you lose in a free agency end of the third round. Yeah, it's, they got to get a second rounder. And if I were Detroit,
that'd be my pitch.
Go for it.
You know, and if that's the case, okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm really curious to see how Brad Holmes is going to cook and get another lineman for this team. And if he doesn't, yes, I will be disappointed if he doesn't fortify the team with a lineman.
Any other position we're not thinking of?
I still think defensive back is always something you look at. It may not be flashy like Sauce Gardner, and nor would I ever expect it to be flashy like Sauce Gardner. But I think it's a position that you're seeing time and time again. Guys are getting hurt left and right, and I think you have to prepare for that and help to fortify that position group. And it doesn't have to be something big, and it could be a sixth-round pick just to acquire. Maybe you're going after somebody else's player on the practice squad you think is better than somebody that's on your practice squad. You know, it could be something like that. But offensive line makes all the sense in the world. Wide receiver, no. Tight end, not really. Running back, no. Quarterback, no.
I wonder if there's a player out there, though, that can solve their third down problems.
It's an offensive lineman.
Well, probably, yeah. But I'm just saying, is there a skill position player? You know, how many catches did Tim Patrick have last year? And maybe the solution is in-house. Maybe it's one of the tight ends. It seemed like Brock Wright got a lot of targets. I don't know if that's necessarily.
I don't think it's a lot.
Necessarily the case, but their third wide receiver this year, Khalif Raymond, has 9 catches on 13 targets. And, I mean, that's clearly not a big number. It was suggested yesterday to us that Tim Patrick is missed here. 13. Wow, this is a pretty crazy number. No, my apologies. Wrong one. Tim Patrick had 33 catches on 44 targets. So, you know, we're just about halfway. And, yeah, Khalif Raymond's not going to have that many. And how many of Khalif Raymond's have gone, or Isaac Tesla for that matter, have gone for first downs?
Burchie had a tweet about that regarding what Jared Goff had to say. It said, for the record, only 9 of Patrick's 44 targets and 6 of his 30 catches last season came on third down.
Okay. So how many, just out of, does it say how many went for first downs?
No, I just read that verbatim. Yeah. So, and again, the problem with them on third down is they're not getting enough yards on first and second down.
They're
thrown in bad situations on third down without question. They're bad situations. And to me, it all comes down to the offensive line because they're not getting a push in the running game so that you go from first and 10 to second and 5 and everything's manageable after that. Or they're taking penalties that put them into first and 20. I mean, that's the other kind of unspoken part about this team that you have to look at it, but it seems like they've gotten a lot of penalties.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. You got to play disciplined football. And
they went into the game Sunday as the fourth least penalized team in the league. And then they had 10 penalties.
So maybe that's more like just recency bias, Gator.
It's just games I watch.
Yeah, exactly.
Games you remember. Games I watch in November.
Yeah. But I don't think necessarily all these trades, the Lions were involved in any of them. But what it does tell me is the league and the GM's phones are ringing off the hook and there's movement to be made. There's trades to be had. And Brad Holmes, I would be really, really surprised if he didn't bring in at least an offensive lineman with some versatility at guard and tackle. Because I think Dan Campbell said earlier this morning with the morning show that basically the value's got to be there and it's got to be better than what they have. I think you can go out and find better than what you have on this roster right now. And I think Brad Holmes owes it to this team and this organization to go get somebody because this is a Super Bowl caliber type team and you can't just sit back. This is your last chance basically to get someone of significance because after this, it's going to be practice squad type guys. And I highly doubt those guys are going to help you win a Super Bowl.
Okay, so how do they bounce back? What are some of the key things? Hear what the quarterback, Jared Goff, has to say next. You're on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.